Welcome to Lou Marks' Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks. This podcast is dedicated to my Uncle Fred, who passed away due to COVID-19 while in a nursing home in Brooklyn, New York. He is the sweetest, most innocent man I know, and I miss him. I love you, my uncle. Okay, let's get down to the podcast. Andrew Cuomo, mass murderer. Andrew Cuomo is without a doubt a mass murderer. Cuomo has killed tens of thousands of elderly and vulnerable people in New York. This psychopath enacted a policy that nursing homes be required to admit people with COVID-19, knowing that the people in nursing homes were the number one most vulnerable and at-risk people in the world. Tens of thousands died. The sociopath killed them. Why the hell would he do this? He signed an executive order that nursing homes accept these admits. This is more than 25% of the deaths in New York. Why, when there were thousands of free beds in field hospitals, thousands of free beds in the Jacob Javits Center, and the military medical ship President Trump provided? They were left empty, and this animal put COVID-19 infected people into the nursing homes. These facts are uncontested, and news reports have informed the entire world of the great human tragedy suffered by these victims and their families. He bagged the Founders Award for his leadership during the pandemic and masterful use of television to inform calm people around the world. Now, him and his brother were the giant swab. He should put it where the sun doesn't shine. And an Emmy Award. An Emmy, can you believe this, for his insane TV appearances with his also sociopathic brother, CNN, Chris Cuomo. Then he wrote a book on his masterful handling of the corona situation. Just incredible. He's a sick man. Giving Andrew Cuomo an Emmy is the equivalent of giving Hannibal Lecter the Nobel Peace Prize. Andrew Cuomo is getting an Emmy for delivering the second highest COVID death rate in America. We now live in a clown world. The worst and deadliest governor in the history of America got a book deal and now an Emmy. This man is pure evil. Yet Cuomo was praised by a number of Big Apple-based stars, of course, including Robert De Niro, this another psychopath, and Ben Stiller, who called him inspiring and tough. Just unbelievable. However, not anyone was impressed with his awards or Cuomo's accompanying speech, reported the Daily Mail, as they should. With some pointing to his controversial nursing home policy, which has been linked to the deaths of thousands of elderly residents, Andrew Cuomo, they said, deserves to be on trial. Of course he does, for the elderly people his nursing home ordered directly murdered. Instead, he's getting an enemy, the Federalist Ben Dominic wrote on Twitter. And Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean lost both of her in-laws, who were in nursing homes to the pandemic, and Cuomo's actions said it was sickening to see Cuomo profiting off the death of our loved ones. He should be in prison for life. While he accepts his award, many of us just accepted caskets and urns of our loved ones, as I did. Act for America founder Bridget Gabriel said she agreed with Dean 100%, adding Andrew Cuomo was a murderer and deserves no Emmy Award. She later added in a separate post that the governor deserves to be in prison cell. I say life in prison. Three life sentences. 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 life sentences. A woman named Anna DeSouza was a fantastic mother, daughter, sister, and friend. A certified nursing assistant. The 33-year-old mother of three was 7 months pregnant with her fourth child when she and her boyfriend were shot to death inside their Mariners Harbor home in the late afternoon of May 11th. Anna's family told the Advance that she had been very excited at becoming a mom again. Sadly, the unborn child was also killed in the hail of bullets that took Anna and her husband's lives. Police identified the perpetrator as Philip Marino, who at 45 years of age has already spent two lengthy stints in state prison. One of them followed his conviction for fatally shooting another man in that same community in 1992 when he was released. Should go without saying, but can't. In this progressive paradise that has convicted Marino should remain behind bars for the rest of his life. While he's facing murder charges for killing the two adults, he's getting off scot-free for killing DeSouza's unborn child. And he can thank, who else, the murderer, Governor Andrew Cuomo, for that. The last year, one of Cuomo's major legislative initiatives, the Reproductive Health Act, changed longstanding New York law to reduce the defense of the little child and the status of a murder victim to the status of, well, just nothing at all. To Cuomo's way of thinking, it's if the baby never existed. He murders everyone. Because of his way of thinking, Marino gets a pass. This, of course, is the same Governor Cuomo who has been posturing himself nationally as the savior of lives and the lamenter of lives during the pandemic. But as he caused the death of tens of thousands of defenseless and innocent nursing home residents, it seems to his way of thinking that they never existed either, or even mattered. The evidence shows is that in the first 5 months of 2020, as the COVID-19 pandemic raged through the state of New York, more than 5,000 of New York citizens most vulnerable to the ravages of this terrible disease were killed by this virus in nursing homes. Now it exceeds 15,000, maybe tens of thousands. These nursing home deaths represented 25% or more, literally a quarter of all COVID-19 deaths in the state of New York. Incredible. He's an evil, sick sociopath. A vastly disproportionate number of victims compared to the size of the general population of infected persons. The state health department was issued by Cuomo a policy directive requiring nursing homes to take coronavirus. He insisted a policy. He made it they had to take them. This legally binding directive barred nursing homes from requiring incoming patients to even be tested for COVID-19 prior to admission or readmission. He wanted to kill people. It's no accident, people. He intended to do this. This policy was not just holdover bureaucratic red tape that forced nursing homes to accept infected patients, but was a premeditated policy change, specifically implemented at the height of the pandemic in response to it, in fact. It was ordered by none other than Killer Cuomo. Even when the disease began rampaging through these nursing care facilities like a hurricane, the state would not reverse the policy. Cuomo would not change. The head of Brooklyn's Cobble Hill Health Center had frantic email exchanges with state health officials in April begging for permission to send suspected COVID-19 cases to the Javits Center or the medical ship that President Trump had provided for exactly that reason that was sitting in New York Harbor in the JFK Javits Center. He was denied permission by Cuomo, and more than 50 residents of home died within weeks, followed by hundreds at this care center alone. Other nursing home officials from around the state will tell similar stories. It is now known from the testimony of a top Cuomo aide, which is the truth, finally came out, irrefutable, that the Cuomo administration also intentionally withheld the true data on nursing home deaths from the public and reported incredibly false lower death statistics for political reasons and to get at President Trump and Cuomo's fear of his crimes being exposed. However, this situation is not about any one bad choice or policy. It's a pattern of choices by Cuomo that shows he's a mass murderer that reflected at the very least a gross and callous regard for human life, sociopathic, and at worst, a deliberate attention to sacrifice the elderly and infirm as more expendable than others in the battle against COVID-19, or even worse, considering them so disposable as to not even be worthy of efforts to sequester them or save them in less contagious or susceptible facilities. He said they died. What does it matter where they died? Who cares? He said that. He's a sick, psychopathic, evil man. That's an extremely serious and evil statement, but it's a true fact. And that other, with other policies enacted under governor's leadership, just bolster it. For example, take a close look at an April 17th directive of New York State health officials ordering emergency service workers not to revive anyone without a pulse. Can you believe this? Stating in a memo, the change is necessary due to COVID-19 response to protect the health and safety of EMS providers by limiting their exposure. So kill the people, protect the EMS providers. Who is Cuomo? He's not God. He's a sick, he's not even a sociopath, he's beyond that. He's evil, he's psychopathic. Like the nursing home directive, the policy was also eventually rescinded, but only after public outcry and after it was too late. In the end, however, our determination of Governor Cuomo's culpability may have less to do with the enormous volume of evidence present than with the simple, common-sense observation, common sense, that while the governor was justifying the near-total lockdown of New York State, blaming everyone, blaming the president, blaming the state, blaming the police, blaming the health officials, blaming everyone but his psychopathic self, sacrificing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of jobs, suspending the people's most fundamental constitutional rights, forcing mandatory masks of social distancing on everyone in the name of protecting the most vulnerable, letting riots destroy businesses, looting and murders, he was knowingly and intentionally sending thousands of COVID-19 disease carriers into the very facilities where the very most vulnerable were congregated in conditions most optimal for the spread of the disease. He couldn't have done worse if he tried. It was pre-planned by him. He knew what he was doing. He's not stupid. He's a murderer. He caused the deaths of tens of thousands. Second-degree murder in New York can happen under one of five circumstances. This section applies the most. Under circumstances demonstrating a depraved indifference to human life, the defendant recklessly engages in conduct, recklessly, intentionally, which creates a grave risk of death to another person and thereby causes the death of another person. He's guilty of at least second-degree murder, but his actions are truly worse, much worse. It's first-degree murder. You don't have to be the one to pull the trigger to be guilty of first-degree murder. You could just be an associate, assistant. You could just be there. But Cuomo did indeed pull the trigger. He pulled the trigger the second he issued his deadly executive order. If that's not murder, then words have lost their meaning. Who should run the investigation into this painfully obvious case of first-degree murder? We hope the political leaders, reformers, and everyone who has demanded justice and accountability in New York will charge Governor Cuomo with first-degree murder and all the crimes he has committed. If they don't, then we the people must bring him to trial and a life in prison where a sociopath like him belongs.